Hi, you are listening to Bullying Explained, where we discuss and share with you research-based advice with professionals and real-life stories about bullying. Change can only happen if we tackle the roots of the subject while educating ourselves and those around us. Hi, Mohammed. How are you?
Hi, Didi.
So you basically work in advertising, right?
Yes.
Okay, I would love for you to just tell us a bit more about yourself.
Okay, I'm Mohammed Abdelhamid. I'm 27. As you said, I work in advertising. I'm not good with self-introductions. Yeah, it's very weird to just start talking about yourself on cue. It just tells you about the person and what they think is important in their life. And that's what they prioritize as information. Like, I just blurted my age, what I do for a living, and then that's it. I blanked out, which just shows you a lot.
I know, but I'm kind of putting you under the spotlight now. So I guess maybe in a casual conversation, which we're trying to have here, hopefully, it'll be much more easier.
Yes, let's do it.
So for starters, I want to know, what is bullying to you and how has it shaped you and how is it prominent in your life?
I would say, unfortunately, it has shaped a lot of who I am as a person. And I stopped seeing it as a bad thing. Like, I was bullied all through my childhood until I left school, basically. All through school, all through high school, I was bullied. And it created a sense of, it might sound really bad, but it built this somewhat, sometimes hurtful dosage of self-loathing that just keeps me in check. Like, as I told you, I work in advertising and a lot of, you know, it's a very ego-boosting job where you just do very little things and some people think that you've done amazing. It's just ads. But I live in an ecosystem that feeds on ego-boosting. And it feeds on egotistic ideas, and it feeds on you being better than the other guy or girl. And it's always a competitive nature where you're trying to convince everyone with your opinion, which you can't really substantiate. It's just you feel, you have this gut feeling that it makes sense. Sometimes some things you can, most things you can't. So it created within me this always self-doubting voice, which in most walks of life, other than my job, it's not really useful. But I would say my experience with bullying, I try to look at the things that shaped me. And of course, bullying is one of them. But within that experience, I think there were some upsides because it turned me into an introvert, for example. I like staying at home. I like spending time on my own generally. Which might not be good things, it's just things that I embraced in me.
It does make sense, like, how this could turn you into an introvert, but you took this in a very interesting way, which you just said that you made the best out of it. Bullying is never a good experience, but you did somehow find a way to, for instance, take the self-loathing part. It grew out of bullying, of you being bullied, and you're using it in your work, and it is benefiting you.
I hope so. Like, I don't know. At the end, we're just living our own experiences and we're trying to figure out what the hell we're going through. Maybe I'm just justifying it for myself. I don't know. I'm just trying to have a quote-unquote positive outlook on it.
How till this date, when do you realize, this is because I was bullied, so this is how I'm reacting to a certain thing? What are the triggers that have been set in you that you know that this is because of you being bullied?
It's a very interesting question. I don't remember like a point where I said, oof, this is not just guys hazing, this is bullying. I can't remember that. I think it was in retrospect when I first heard the concept of bullying, because for me it was always, okay, this guy's mean, or boys will be boys. I was in an all-boys school, so it was common behavior. I wouldn't say normal. It was very common behavior to be hazed, to be bullied, to be looked down on, and to be treated like shit because, okay, it's boys. They're mean to each other. They have too much testosterone and they're just doing whatever the hell they're doing. So I don't think I remember a point where I was sitting being bullied and I was like, this is bullying. This is not normal. No, I think it was just in retrospect of...
Yeah, maybe when you were younger, you didn't realize like how bad of influence that could be on you. But right now, if we say, for instance, you're working and someone talks to you in a way that you don't appreciate, but you're triggered and you realize that your reaction is completely blown out of proportion because something triggered in you the feeling of basically being bullied.
I'll tell you what I noticed. I'm not a reactive person. I don't have big reactions. But what I've noticed, similar to what you're saying, is at the beginning of my career, when we're in a heated debate about an idea or how do you present this, I always took a position of an inferior. Being bullied makes you feel like it's always your fault. Like there's something, if you can change this behavior you're being put under, might stop. That was always the mindset. What can I change? How can I make them like me more so they stop bullying me? So I think in normal discussions at work or in a heated debate with my friends, I was always in a position where I felt the inferior, even if I had logic to what I was saying. So that always made me feel like, okay, after the conversation, what did I do wrong? Rather than thinking about the actual conversation and what can I learn from it? My mind used to always think, okay, what did I do wrong and how can I fix it next time so this doesn't happen again? And I noticed that, and I've been trying proactively to stop that destructive train of thought, but it's not really easy. But I think this is the closest thing I've experienced.
It takes a lot of awareness to realize something that it's happened in your younger years. And you're like, this was not something that I appreciated back then. And it is taking a toll on me and I need to work through it. Something else I wanted to ask you is, how do you think that if someone is being bullied when they're younger, and some people are being bullied in their workplaces and some on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, there's so many social networking platforms that people, unfortunately, are using to bully. I've had my fair share of bullying online and offline, and I know that it could really be harmful. And for instance, I'm speaking up about it, but how do you think someone who was bullied, how do you think that speaking about it or sharing your story or hearing someone else's story could make a difference?
I think what this could do is break the cycle of normalization. I think that at some point we need to voice the idea that this is not normal. I know there have been a lot of campaigns about bullying over the past couple of years. I think what they were missing, it's not about saying that there's a thing called bullying, or it just doesn't stop there. I think it has to do with going into the nitty-gritty of situations and saying, okay, in this situation, people should have behaved in this way. So I would say if speaking out, what it does is it stops this unspoken conversation. Like, I feel like with bullying, there's always this hidden response that people give, that the bullies give, that this is just normal behavior. No, it's not. There is an issue if you're a bully, that you have an issue that you need to be dealt with, that needs to be dealt with. And I think this is what maybe speaking out can help with bringing this noise to the forefront a bit. And maybe that breaks the cycle.
And like you said, I don't think anything should ever be put under the umbrella of boys will be boys, or girls are just playing, or this is just people behind screens, they're being insecure, or this is just, you know, people are being playful. No, I think this is a big and a very important subject that could harm some people. And I've read a lot of like painful statistics, like the depression rate because of bullying, the suicide rate. We don't have actual suicide rate here in Egypt. However, there has been a report about a girl who threw herself out of the window because she was being bullied by her teachers and her peers in school. So just hearing this, I don't think people have the right tools to know how to talk about bullying, for instance, in schools or even in households. Even bullies, they are humans who are dealing with a lot of pain inside of them, maybe. And they need to know how to communicate this without wanting to hurt someone out there and without feeling the satisfaction of, I need to hurt in order to feel better about myself. And also the person that's being bullied, how do I stop this? How do I stop this from happening to me? Who do I talk to? Do I talk to my teacher? Do I talk to my parents? Do I seek professional help? Because it's taking so much out of my own personal health. And I think just providing them with those tools of, hey, you should not be calm when you're being bullied. And you should not think that this is your fault. And you should not be a bystander. Because by being a bystander, you're also allowing this bullying to happen. So I was a part of a lot of campaigns that were spreading the awareness of, I'm against bullying. But what is it that we're missing, do you think?
It's a really complicated question. I think the issue with bullying is it just gets degraded in the list of priorities of issues that we have as a nation. There is always the bigger issues because of who we are and where we live. There's always a bigger issue to talk about. And maybe this, the answer to your question is the previous question, is just talking about it. Maybe talking about it gets a critical mass of people that take action on it. Like, I love how maybe still in our circles, but the conversation about plastic waste is a big conversation, but it exists because people talk about it. And maybe the only way to just nudge this issue just a few ranks up on the list of things that we need to deal with is just about talking about it, or just to find this group that is interested in it, to just have the conversation and start movements.
What you just said now is very interesting, because you could get backlash because you're talking about bullying and you're not talking about world hunger. You're talking about bullying, but you're not talking about poverty. But us talking about bullying does not negate that we care about plastic waste, that we care about world hunger, that we care about the pandemic that's happening. We care about every single thing and we feel for every single thing. But I don't think giving the time and the effort to a cause like bullying negates any of that. So I guess what you just said is completely right and very true. You might get this sense of, I'm not discussing other important things. I need to be shining more light on that. And even now we're in a pandemic and schools are off, but cyberbullying continues every single day. People are getting cyberbullied. People are getting threats. People are being bullied in ways that are so horrendous and they don't talk about it, or maybe they do. But like you said, just talking about it, I believe it makes a whole lot of difference. Sharing your story could make someone feel a bit more brave to stand up to their bully next time, or to help someone if they're being bullied, even on the street.
I really hope so. I think that one of the other problems with bullying is it sounds like it's like a weak person's issue. Like, it feels like it's something, this I've heard from other people, like it's a problem for weak people. If you're, and this is, by the way, like 90s cinema, this was its thing. Like, if you're bullied and you're weak, this macho feel to things that somewhat an underlying praise for bullies. And we see that a lot, by the way, in your industry, the cinema right now. Like, there is this rhetoric in pop culture that being a bully is macho and it's really cool. And I think this is also an area to start with. Like, such behavior needs to be flagged on a mass scale and said, no, this is not okay. I think bullying as an issue has been cast in this dark corner of weak people. And I think maybe, again, first step, people have to start talking about it for it to be normalized and to be okay for others to talk about it. As I keep repeating, maybe that's something that gets the ball rolling. Cyberbullying, I just want to say that all social media outlets, they have ways for you to report cyberbullying behavior. And I think most people don't know that. So I think a lot of people have to go through these report tasks and report flows, and they have to report when they're subject to cyberbullying, and hopefully that stops bullies.
Completely. And like you said, there's a big role on the media industry in general.
Just maybe just show us why bullies are bullies. Something went wrong there, you know? Maybe humanizing bullies is a way to go, rather than just trying to even humanize bullied people even more.
Absolutely. I've met so many bullies throughout my life, and I've realized when I come in a place where I'm like, they are humans who have been dealing with a lot of things throughout their own lives that are making them project this hatred towards me. So like you said, when you humanize them and just understand that they're dealing with a lot of things, you could lend a helping hand. And also, this is a very big thing that I believe in. You shouldn't toss them away and say that they're evil. They should be kept aside, and we hate bullies. We don't hate them. We want to heal them.
Which is a very tough job. It's really hard to try and maneuver through that because most of these issues are homebred. And unfortunately, it's one of those things that it needs a generational change. Like, we need to start the conversation so hopefully our generation doesn't mess up like other generations. And it's one of those things that slow, steady change.
Tiny steps, but hopefully somehow someone maybe out there is going to hear this and be like, I can completely relate with Muhammad said. Like, I agree. I need to change. I need to talk more. I need to talk to my friend because he was bullying this other guy, and I don't think that's right. I need to talk to my, workmate, and just starting the conversation might be a good starter.
You know what I always hated about being bullied in school was what I would call the horde bullying. Like, when there's a bully, there is always this power structure where he tries to find groupies for him, and then they group against the bullied. I'd say maybe we need to talk, or talk as a generation, we talk to the groupies and tell them to stop going to the bully's side and just stop being part of that dynamic. Like, we need to diffuse such situations where people just, it's a one-on-one thing. And maybe, because in situations where I was bullied by a group of people, there is an instant feeling of, okay, everyone is against me, so I have to be wrong. There's always this feeling. And that even furthers the wound, like deepens the wound of, okay, there's something that I need to fix. But when it's just a few instances, it just becomes a thought experiment where I go and think of what was happening. As a kid, maybe that might have been more helpful. So standing on the line and not doing anything might be actually the best thing to do.
I mean, well, not siding with the bully is a good start. And hopefully reaching to a place where you go and defend the person being bullied is also something you should be looking towards.
Of course, of course.
Thank you for sharing your story with us and your perspective on bullying. I really appreciate it. And I hope someone out there is listening and relating to what you're saying.
Thank you for doing this.
Thanks for tuning into our episode. We hope that our talk has been inspiring, insightful, and educational. Don't forget, subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Wait for our next episode. And let's talk about bullying.